History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with Cindy Lee Boskey. She's a singer-songwriter and a worship leader, and I've had the privilege of doing a bit of ministry alongside her over the years. She's an on-fire woman of God. We're going to hear a bit of a story today. Welcome along, Cindy. Tell us a bit of your background. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Mount Isa, good old mining town Mount Isa. Wasn't there that long, 18 months old, we moved to Warwick and things like that.
Okay.
But most of my life I've lived in Brisbane, so for a good 40 years of my life, yeah.
And I know that your father was a pastor, and I used to watch him on TV, David Boskey, and I used to, you know, do a bit of ministry alongside him over the years too. He's gone to be with the Lord now. We'll talk a bit more about that soon, but tell us a bit about what it was like being a pastor's kid.
Oh, you know, he had its ups and downs. What they call you, a PK kid, pastor's kid. You know, had its pros and cons, but mostly, you know what, it really was for me. Growing up as a pastor's kid and in a Christian home, has been one of the most stable things in my world, where it's really kept me connected and grounded in God.
Yeah.
And so for that, even though you can have your funny moments and, craziness of being a pastor's kid, everyone kind of expecting that you're supposed to be better than any other kid, no better. And it's like, no, we're still kids. We still mess up.
Yeah. And tell us about your faith journey. Did you come to the Lord at a young age?
Yeah, actually, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 5 years old. My mum actually led me to the Lord, and it was such an experience for me. To be honest, I've never really turned back. I remember just like weeping, and I remember, like, she tells a story now that she says, she kind of said to God, how much can a skin can a 5 year old have, like, could have, because I was like literally just crying. But for me, in that moment, when I look back at it now, I probably just felt like this overwhelming sense of peace, which is what I now know as his peace. But in that moment, when I'll reflect back at it, it was just a powerful moment where, as a child, I just felt like this peace come upon me. And I remember just weeping. And, I've had my moments throughout, your life where you kind of question things and go, well, do I believe in God because my parents have taught me that, or my grandparents, or do I believe in it because I know him to be real, and I've had that experience myself. So, in my teens, I kind of, just questioned a few things, but I knew that God is God, and, So, that's pretty much my story coming to the Lord.
And tell us a bit about your early years. Like, what did you do when you finished school?
So when I finished school, I kind of had an opportunity to, well, towards the end of school, whether I was going to continue with sport or go into music. I was heavily involved with like doing javelin and things like that. And they were actually wanting me to go get trained to be a part of the 2000 Olympics. And I kind of was at that crossroad where I had to make a decision. Do I pursue that, or do I go with what I feel more on my heart, which was music? So that's what I did. I went to pursued music. I went to Bible college in Sydney in 98 at Hillsong Bible College. Kind of did that. Come back to Brizzy, studied music, and then, just got involved singing and, did work with a lot of, famous singers, did BVs and stuff like that, and then just kind of followed my journey.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're talking about BVs, so background vocals with some famous singers. So come on, name drop a bit for us. Who have you sung with?
It might be controversial right now, but I've sung with Keith Urban.
Oh, really? Okay. Well.
No, we love Keith. I've worked with people like Tina Arena and like Paulini, people like that.
Oh,
The Cause. I work with The Cause.
Wow.
Human Nature. Did some stuff with them.
Well, there's an interesting connection with Human Nature, because one of the boys is in a Christian band called Finding Faith. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I think it's one of the teeny boys. I can't remember which one it is. But he is in a Christian band in Las Vegas called mm-hmm. Finding Faith, and we play one of their songs, Good Hands, on Christian radio in Australia. And I got to interview them, and he shared his faith and his testimony. He came to the Lord in the last few years.
Yeah.
So good to know that one of the Human Nature boys is following Jesus, hey?
Oh, that's so awesome. And that's the awesome part about our journey that God has us in this world is to be, you know, a witness in the marketplace in which you're in.
And recently I saw you leading worship at a men's conference at Hope Centre Logan. And yes. You were there with some other, Nathan Fawcett was also worship leading there, and a whole bunch of other people, you know, and you really get around. I've seen you at Hope Centre on the worship team there. You go out and do Christmas carols all over the place, and you've got a little bit of a country sound as well. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm a country girl at heart. Yeah. Mainly born and raised in the city, but country girl at heart.
Yep.
You know, born in the country, so I am very much country. I'm currently working on my latest album, which is a country pop. With a gospel twist.
Yeah, okay, good. Very cool. And yeah. Now, I knew your dad, and we had met a few times, and he was a well-known pastor in Brisbane and around Australia. He was on TV. You were a part of his church, obviously, for many years. Sadly, mm-hmm. Went to be with the Lord. Tell us what happened. What was that like for you, losing your father after so many years?
It wasn't until like probably maybe 5 years later. He's been gone now 7 years. I really kind of grieved him. But when the loss of dad was massive in my life, because you know, all my life I've traveled and crusade with him around the world, and you know, got to go with him and mum and experience countries and different cultures and just to declaring the gospel. And so for me, I'm still kind of processing that part of the journey, but it was really hard because even just now, like, even just coming, you know, from preaching somewhere or, you know, doing a pop-up worship night or whatever, and just usually I would debrief with him and just go, you know, oh, you know, Dad, this is what God did and blah, blah, blah. You know, you kind of, and so for me, and of course I have my mom and I have other people, but I had a very close relationship with my father, and, you know, he really instilled in me about faith and, you know, that to believe in the impossible. And so growing up with that and then having that all of a sudden just suddenly, you know, you're having family dinner the night before, and then in that same night he's then taken to hospital. So it's like, to have it completely just shut out, just ice cold. It's been hard, and I've had to rework through that journey as well, just even with my faith and just trying to understand things of God and, you know, which is all human nature. We all question things, but at the end of the day, I know God is God, and there's a time to be born and time to die, and we don't always understand why things happen. But for me, I put these in my faith basket, and I just keep on serving Jesus and loving him. But it's definitely been a major hole in my life and in my extended family and my family. Like, walking that process even very closely with my mum has been a massive journey, and just watching a person grieve over someone that they've been married to for nearly 40 years, spent their whole life with, you know. Yeah, so it was very much, it was like a suddenly that rocked all of our world. So it's been a journey, and I feel like, you know, even I've written songs about it that will be on the album, that is just, that journey of just walking through grief and knowing that there's, you know, there is hope.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, how did he pass away?
He had a massive heart attack suddenly,
Wow. So it was just out of the blue, hey?
Yeah, he didn't even know, like, that he was unwell, and went to the hospital and, gone.
Well, I remember watching him on TV, and I remember hearing him preach at a number of events around Brisbane over the years and thinking, I want to be like him one day because, you know, he's travelled the world. He's, you know, he's got his reward in heaven now. He'll be up there with Peter and James and John and Jesus and, you know.
Oh, mate. He'll be loving it.
He'll be worshipping, you know. Oh, just think about it. Got his new body.
Absolutely.
How good will it be to have a new body one day, hey?
Oh, I know. It's funny because, like, my dad always used to joke about, like, when because obviously people would be walking down the street and people recognize him, whatever. And I'd be like, oh, you're David Bosky's daughter. And as I got more singing in the world and stuff, it started to be, he would get, oh, you're Cindy Lee Bosky's dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, how the tides have changed.
I love it. Oh, wow. And I know that you've shared publicly a few times recently about your own health battles. How are you going at the moment?
Yeah, you know, it's been a journey. It's, again, you just kind of go, what the heck? You're traveling along and you do all you can to stay healthy and, you know, obviously I could do a lot better and I'm sure a lot of us could say that. But, you know, just unfortunately in our family, we have a lot of history of heart and I was diagnosed with hereditary heart disease a couple of years ago. So it's just been a process. So, yeah, went and had a few tweaks done just recently. Had a loop recorder installed so they can monitor my heart. And it's just a journey, but, you know, grounded me a little bit. I was supposed to be on tour in the States, so that all got grounded. And yeah. Postponed until next year and just wasn't able to fly. But I had the clear to fly interstate, so that's nice.
Yep.
Just in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, it's just a journey. And again, you know, we get faced with these things and we don't understand it, but I just know that for me, I've had to keep myself anchored in Jesus. And I know that he's got me. And I always, sometimes I go, God, like, do you not understand what I need? Like, I say that to him and he's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, he's like, but are you okay? And I'm like, no, you can see I'm not okay. Like, I'm having this argument with God. And he's like, but are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, why do you keep asking me that? And he's like, but are you okay today? And that's how God, like, Jesus literally talks to me like that. And I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, well, if you're okay today, don't you think I've got you tomorrow and the next day? Like, all you need today is covered, isn't it? And I said, yeah. He's like, well, I got you tomorrow too. Just trust me, you know? And I'm like, so I've had to really just, you know, continually keep myself anchored and just know that no matter what storm is facing me, no matter, you know, what's going on around me, I got to keep my eyes, you know, fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, the protector of my faith, and just go, you know what? I'm anchored in you and I know you've got me.
It's so good to hear that. And we'll be keeping you in our prayers for 100% health and healing and that,
Thank you.
The Lord will open doors, like obviously traveling in Australia, but also in the US. So tell us a bit about who inspires you. You know, like I love worship music and I've got a whole bunch of favourite worship artists that I love listening to a lot. Who are your favourite worship artists? What's inspiring you at the moment?
I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
So I really like, not that they're old, but I really like, I love people like Cece Wyant and because I'm also very gospel in who I am. So it's like, I love all that.
Yeah.
So people like her really inspire me, like just the way, you know, Jan Johnson from Bethel, just the way that they're so free in worship.
Yeah.
And for me, that is a big thing about not being like airy fairy, but to be actually free, to have that there's a freedom in what you do and that, you know, that we're just not leading worship, but we're actually leading people into his throne room. And there's a difference. Like anyone can get up and sing a song, but as a worship leader, our job is to take people into the presence of God. And I think that's such an honor and privilege. And so those people inspire me because like, it's almost like they don't even open their mouth and they've already commanded the attention of, you know, we're bringing heaven down, you know, that God is here. So I love anybody that is just singing with power and authority and they know it. And it's, so those people, if we were to talk about the male genre that I enjoy as well, is people like Chris Tomlin, like just, again, just brings the presence of God. Cody Caines, you know, Curry Job, all those ones. Just pure worship. I love it.
Yeah, all my favourites.
Yeah. Love Brendan Blake too, but, you know. Yeah.
You're talking my language. All my favourites there. Love it. If people want to get in contact with you, you do a lot of worship leading around the country and you do your own original songs as well. If people want to book you for churches or conferences or events, how do they contact you? You're on all the socials, are you?
All the socials, just Cindy Lee Bosky, you'll get me.
Fantastic.
All the socials, without the hyphen.
Yep. So you've got Facebook,
Instagram.
You're on TikTok?
YouTube, TikTok.
Yep.
They're all there.
Are you on Pokemon Go? Are you on that one? Or? No?
No, I'm not yet. Is that a good one to be?
No. No, that's
no, I'm joking.
That's a dad joke. I'm sorry.
I know it was. I was just playing into it.
So good. All right. Well, if people want to book you, they can look up Cindy Lee Bosky, and there's a hyphen between Cindy and Lee, and I reckon you're a history maker, Cindy. Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.